Fun fact, there are two quarterbacks in NFL history with the first name Carson, and would you know it, they happen to play each other this Sunday at the Link. Starting with Carson Wentz, the Eagles are second in third down conversions, eighth in red zone offense, and Wentz hasn't turned the ball over in the last two games. He's greatly improved in situational football in his second year in the league.
You know, going back even to training camp, I remember you guys always asking what the biggest thing was that I was always focusing on, and it was situational football. And that comes from talking to Coach Reich, Coach Peterson, Coach DeFilippo. They were always harping that. Going back last year, watching the tape and just discussing, all right, this was a situation. What could you have done differently? And those are things that I really took to heart and really focused in on. And then at the same time, through training camp, through OTAs, we spent extra time on third downs. We spent extra time on red zone football. So those are all things that are, you know, make or break in football games.
I still think there's plenty of room, you know, to grow and get better. You know, we got to get better in the red zone, obviously, and the big red zone particularly. And, you know, part of that's the passing game in that area. We just got to continue to work, keep detailing it, find not only unique but creative ways to move our guys around and create the matchups that are favorable for us.
I try not to really do too much comparisons. I think Carson is doing great right now for us, and I think that he's obviously more comfortable being a year in and being a full offseason as a starter and having everything structured around him. And some of the calls he's making and everything at the line is a little bit above where it was last year for sure. And we're putting more on his shoulders as a result. So, I mean, he's been outstanding so far.
Meanwhile, Carson Palmer of the Arizona Cardinals doesn't have much of a run game to work with, and he's been sacked more than any other quarterback in the league. Yet he's still slinging the ball, ranking second in the league in passing yards. The Eagles will have their chance to get after him. Will they seize the opportunity?
I know Coach Arians had said he's playing at a level that he hasn't seen him play before. You know, they've had their struggles here and there. But I think he's really playing good football, and we have our work cut out for us. It can't just be about Larry Fitzgerald. It can't be about one player. If you make it that way, you're going to be susceptible to other things, and we got to do a better job of not being susceptible to other things.
When we look at other teams, we be like, they ain't us. So, you know, we always say, don't buy into all that. Like, you know, they've been getting sacked because when they come play us, they get that ball out faster than you can blink sometimes, and it's like, you know, we just got to make sure that we continue to stay prepared, and hopefully one of them games happen where, you know, we know they're hurting in that area, and we can take advantage of if we make sure that we stay together and not buy into it.
Realize that they're a team with a lot of veterans, you know, obviously a Hall of Fame wideout, quarterback that still throwing the ball at a high level, and some really fast skill guys. So, you know, no matter what the book is right now on those guys, you have to be ready for everything. You have to be committed to stop the run game and put them in situations where they got to throw the ball.
We've seen Carson Wentz connect with Torrey Smith, although maybe not as often as we'd like this season. Sometimes Wentz has missed, and sometimes Smith hasn't come through. The veteran is confident that big plays are coming.
It's like four plays out there I should have made, and I will make.
This is the least of my worries, you know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty resilient, so there's nothing that happens in this game that I haven't been through or that I haven't overcome. So there's no stress on my end.
Make sure to check out Eagles 360 featuring Eagles Hall of Fame wide receiver Mike Quick and a one-on-one interview with offensive coordinator Frank Reich. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you all for joining us here on the Eagles Update. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.